Welcome to New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, the way church was meant to be. In 2015, we are watching a beautiful unfolding of God's plan, and you are all part of it. Join Apostle Kyler and Associate Pastor Kimberly Buford and the NACF of Stafford Church family as we step into the year of greater. It is time to possess the land. Tune in every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at Breaking the Chains with Young Adult Talk, live at 858-357-9137 to see what God has to say to you.
Thank you. Make your face. Forever, we'll worship forever. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let your sweet, sweet spirit fill this place. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, what a mighty God you are. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we invite your holy presence in this place. Help us, oh God, to be mindful of what is really important to you. And that is us living right and walking holy before you. Lord, forgive us for our sins right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for his blood that was shed on Calvary.
Yes, God.
We thank you for the blood that will never lose its power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, thank you for saving us from ourselves. Thank you for saving us, God, from being lost and separated from you. My God, we invite your presence in this place. We invite your glory in this place. We invite your holiness,
yes,
your anointing in this place.
Right, Lord.
God, we call down deliverance today in this place, Father.
Yes.
Now we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, you are good and worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind. Thank you for our family, God. Thank you for our church family. Now, God, we bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not be ashamed to speak your name, Lord. But we will testify before men that, yes, we know Jesus. We love him and we serve him right now. God, we bless you right now. In Jesus' name, we pray that every heart say amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God is good, church. God is good. All the time he's good. And amen. He's still good. Hallelujah. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, that name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That is the word from the Lord today. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, amen. And today's word is found in the book of Isaiah, in the Old Testament canon. Isaiah chapter 44. Amen. Starting at verse number 6. Isaiah 44 and 6. Amen. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 6. And let us stand for the reading of the Lord's gospel. You got it? Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Beside me there is no God, and who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come. Let them show these to them. Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. Amen. He said in verse 6, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Beside me, there is no God. I'm Israel's Redeemer. I'm the Lord of hosts. There is none beside me. That's it. Amen. We can start right there. Hallelujah. I want to talk about for a moment, great is the faithfulness of God. Amen. Great is God's faithfulness. He said, I'm the Redeemer of Israel. I'm the one that is protecting Israel. I got Israel's back. Amen. I'm faithful to Israel, and I'm faithful to you. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. You know the song, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto us. Amen. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have, thy hand I provide. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. All that we have, the Lord has provided.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And I wish all my young folk were here today. They need to hear this. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Beside me there is no God. I am the beginning and the end. I'm Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the start, I'm the finisher. Beside me there is none other. Amen. He said, is there a God beside me? Indeed, there's nobody beside me. God asked a rhetorical question. A question you asked us no answer already. Is there a God beside me? Indeed, there is no other rock. There is no other rock of salvation. There is no other, amen, Lamb of God. There is no other bomb in Gilead. There is no other besides me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So can I tell you today that the world did not just happen? Amen. The world did not just come to being and to order by happenstance. It didn't just happen. Amen. But God had a plan for this world. He planned the world. He designed it and he created it. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It wasn't a big bang, but it was a big word.
Right.
When God said, let there be, and it was, the word said, it said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Right.
When God spoke, light appeared, and darkness had to flee. So it wasn't a big bang, but it was a big word. There be light. And light showed up. Amen. Because of God's authority, when he spoke, amen, everything had to obey when God spoke. When God said, whatever God said, it had to do what God said to. Let there be light. And dogs had to hear God's word and obey what God said. The dogs had to flee and give way to the light. When God said, let there be light to the dogs had to disappear. He demonstrated his power, his glory, and his authority, and he called everything to order. Without him was not anything made that was made. And so it helps us to realize at the time just how great God is. Amen. We're not here by accident. We're not here to pass the time away. But we're here by divine purpose. Sometimes we need a push or a gentle reminder about the awesomeness and the glory of God. Amen. God, in his infinite wisdom and glory, created this world with us in mind. And we are here for a reason. There is something great for us to do. Amen. If you accept the mission that God has prepared for you, there's something great that you can do even in your life, even in your own capacity, amen, or the potential God has put inside you, there's greatness right inside whoever you are. Watch this. Jonah, go down to Nineveh and preach a revival. Amen. Go down to Nineveh. You say, I want to go. You don't think you can do it, but I know what's inside you, Jonah, because I made you. I want you to go and demonstrate the greatness that I put inside you. And when you get there, I'm still going to be with you because I'm faithful to you.
That's right.
Moses, go tell Pharaoh that I said, let my people go. I know he's been in charge. He's the ruler of all of you. But Moses, I have an assignment for you, and you are great because I made you, and you just go tell Pharaoh that I said, let my people go. Moses, you're going to do some great things because I got your back. I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. As a matter of fact, I'm giving you on a mission, and I'm going to be right with you step by step. Israel, go possess Canaan. Go possess the land. I don't care if there's giants in the land. I'm going to be with you. And if I the desert, in the middle of nowhere. Peter, I'm with you. I'm faithful to you. I'm going to pass judgment. But watch it, because you and your family revere and worship me. I'm going to be faithful back to you, so in judgment fall, if you build the ark and get inside the ark that I gave you, Peter, I'm going to be faithful to you, and I'm going to sustain you. Why? Because great is my faithfulness. Peter, do you love me? Thou knowest, Lord, what Peter, you love me, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. Peter, feed my sheep. Peter, Simon, Peter, Simon, do you love me? Yes, Lord, thou knowest everything. You made me not. It's not. Well, Simon, you love me, feed my sheep. I'm going to ascend back to heaven. But when I go back to my Father, I'm going to send you a comforter. I want you and the other disciples to wait in the upper room. And when you get there and wait for them for 40 days, amen, wait for me on one accord. Wait for me in the place I tell you to. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. When you get this Holy Ghost, you're going to have some power attached to the Holy Ghost, amen, so you preach to revival. And feed my sheep with the word I give you. 3,000 men are going to come in and get saved. Peter, feed my sheep. Adam and Eve, I place you in this Garden of Eden, and I want you to till the ground. I want you to subdue the earth and replenish it. You're not here by accident. Jeremiah, before I formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you came out the womb, I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. You got a job to do. Amen. You not just here to pass time away, church. Amen. God has given all of us a measure of potential, a measure of faith, and have something that you've been called to do. When you step out and do it, guess what great is? God's faithfulness. I can't do it by myself. I can't go by myself. I can knock down walls by myself. I can open doors by myself. But if I go, in the name of Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Look at the power of the Lord. He creates, he forms, he ordains our lives. We have a purpose and we have our destiny, and it's in the hands of the mighty God that we serve. And he says, listen, and here's the caveat. And lo, I'm with you. Always. Even to the end of the world. Don't you know if the Lord can speak this world into existence, he can take care of us? Amen. Don't you know if he can call this world into order and this universe into order, he can take care of whatever little problem that we think we have? This message, Deacon Wednesday, it spoke to my spirit as I was meditating on the universe of all things and the cosmos. I was thinking about the galaxies and the scientists, and I thought about the planets that orbit the sun, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Pluto, and the Earth. Then I thought about, the galaxies and the stars and the billions upon billions of stars that make up the universe. And all of the scientific data and information that's been discovered by the astronomers. And as a result of all this information, people use this as a reason to refute and speak against the reality of God's existence. They say it's all about science, and science explains everything. Well, they think science, it disproves God. But you know, for me, it has the opposite effect. I began to realize that if the Lord can create the universe and all the planets and the moon that orbit the sun were hanging in the middle of nothing, sitting nowhere, just out there hanging in one place on nothing, if God can create billions of stars that are about 1,000 times the size of the earth, and they are light years away, they hang in the galaxy. He created the constellations. He made the Milky Way. He made the solar system. He created planet Earth. He did all that and still makes time to see about me on this little small earth he created. I said, Lord, great is your faithfulness. over all that. You made all the stars. You made the constellations. You made black holes. And you made nebulas. You made shooting stars. And you made supernovas and all this. You still have time to think about me? I said, great is thy faithfulness. No problem is too big. No situation too challenging. No debt is too great. No burden is too heavy. No concern is too complex to keep the Lord from helping me, from loving me, and from seeing me through. Great is thy faithfulness. Even if my results or my breakthrough don't come when I call for it or expect it, my faith has got to be so great that I can still say, Lord, if you do, I love you. If you don't, I still love you. But great is thy faithfulness. Why we use the principles of science to give us an even if type of faith? You know what even if is? When the three Hebrew boys said, be it known, O King, our God is able to save us from the fiery furnace from you. But even if he don't, we know it'll still be all right. I'm praying for increase and promotion, but even if it don't come, it'll still be all right. Sometimes you gotta say, even if I don't get it, it'll still be okay. Even if you don't bless me, I still love you. Even if you don't heal me, I still love you. Even if you don't take me over, I still love you. Why? Because great is thy faithfulness. And you never do nothing else for me again, Lord. You still did too much for me already. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
So when you begin to look at the principles of science, astronomy, and physiology, it helps to increase your faith. Watch this. God said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. Let them rule. Let them have dominion. So God created man in his own image. And this is where it gets interesting to me. He made this body from the dust of the ground. The Bible says that he made man from the dust of the earth. Do you know the difference between dust and dirt? Dirt has consistency, but dust does not. You can blow dust, it goes everywhere, but if you blow dirt, it ain't moving. Because there's a difference between dust and dirt. He didn't make man from the dirt. He said, let's make man. And God was made. Man was made from the dust of the earth, the Bible says. So God made me from the lightest substance he could find, the dust of the earth. But when he made me, he put this body together and breathed life into it. And from the dust of the earth, he put on this body some connective tissue. He gave me some epithelial tissue. He gave you some muscle tissue. He gave you some nervous tissue. He gave you neurons, a skeletal system, a muscular system, a digestive system, a respiratory system, a nervous system, a circulatory system. He gave us mental cognition. He gave me a brain that can reason. He gave me a brain that can quantify my emotion. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We were made in the image of a great and omnipotent God. But before he made us, he called the universe into order. He had to have somewhere to place us. I don't hear nobody. He said, I got these spiritual blueprints. I'm going to make a man that I'm going to be faithful to. But before I make my man in my own image and likeness, I need somewhere to place him. So then he had to have somewhere to place us. And so he spoke and said, let there be. Amen. Because, amen, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the waters. And so God and his spirit had to hover over the waters and say, let there be. And there was. Light had to come into order. He hung the sun in the universe. He placed all the planets in orbit around the same sun. He prayed to Gabriel up on Gabby to get the scientists up to talk about. He made the constellation and black holes and Milky Way so we can do research and study this stuff. And then to affirm just how great he was, he asked the divine question to the man Job. He said, Job, if you're so great, Job, where were you? You say, Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you, Job? He says, where were you when the morning stars began to sing in the glory of God? Job, where were you, Job? Amen. When have you commanded the morning and have you called the dawn to know its place, Job? Where were you? When I was the son of God talking for church, Job, where were you? He said, Job, I did this. If there was another who did it, Job, let me know. Job, where were you when I told the oceans to go to a certain bank and don't go anymore? Where were you when I told the rain to fall upon the earth? Where were you when I pulled the sunlight and had it shine across? Where were you, Job? Leave it to me how great I am. Hallelujah. When I help the animals to give birth in their own season in their time, when I can find where the virgin lays, where were you, Job? And so we go back out in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God did all things. Surely he can take care of this over me. That's why I say great is God's faithfulness. It ain't like the Lord who helps us to keep him occupied. Amen. Somebody got to hold Saturn in his place. Somebody got to hold Uranus in his place. Somebody got to hold Venus on his axis. Somebody got to hold Mars on his axis. Somebody got to let the earth rotate. Amen. We need the four seasons. I need to see spring, summer, winter, and fall. I need to see nighttime and daylight. Amen. Separate when it's time to separate. Somebody got to do all this stuff. Somebody got to regulate my breath and my heartbeat and my thought process. Amen. Somebody got to do all that. And I can't do it myself. So I know it's God. And we did all that. And still he didn't speak to me and answer my prayers and pain my soul. I said, oh my God, great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. And then this is the most important part. My faith and trust in the Lord is that all God has done has got to be so and so strong that I can say, God, even if you desire not to bless me right now, it's still all right. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had the right concept, they had the right mindset. The wicked king Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to send forth the decree. I got this beautiful golden image, and when you hear the songs and the music throughout the kingdom, you bet wherever you are, you better fall down and begin to worship my idol. And these three bold and fearless young men said, let me tell you something, king. The God we serve is able to deliver us from your fiery furnace and even from your hand. But no, this, O king, even if he does not deliver me, we still want you to know that we will not bow down to your image. We will not worship your false idol or your false god. We will not do it even if God don't bless me. See, your faith got to be so strong. You got to remind yourself of all the good things that God has done for you. How faithful God has been to you. And you got to get to a point where you say, God, even if. Somebody say, even if. God, even if you don't bless me right now. You have done this so much in the past, and I had 10,000 tongues. I can say thank you long enough. Even if you don't heal me. You heal me in the past, God. And it'll still be all right. Even if I don't get the job. It'll still be all right. Even if she don't come back. Even if, God. Even if. Because you've been so faithful to me, it'll still be all right. Hallelujah. They were placed in the fire. Matter of fact, he told his men to heat the fire 7 times hotter than it normally is. And the fire was so hot that the men who took him to the furnace got overcome by the fire and they perished. And he put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And by the time he thought they should have been consumed, he said, wait a minute, how many did y'all put in the fiery furnace? They said, King, we put 3 in. He said, why do I see 4 walking around? And the 4 look like the Son of Man. If you hold fast your faith, great is thy faithfulness unto the Lord. If you be faithful unto the end, great is God's faithfulness to you. I can imagine the Lord sitting on his glory. He's throwing his glory and saying, don't you know if I can string the galaxy across the universe? Don't you know if I can build your body from dust of the earth and give you a circulatory system, a nervous system, a respiratory system, a skeletal system? If I can cause the oceans to order and separate the sunlight from the moonlight, don't you know if I can do all of these things? I can still find time to come see about you. Don't you know that the earth sits on nothing in the middle of nowhere? It only hangs there because I said, let the earth stay where it is. I call it to order. Don't you know the moon, although it's thousands and millions of miles from the earth, it has a direct impact on the gravitational pull of the earth. And so when the high tide comes in and the low tide goes out, it's all regulated by the magnetic pull of the moon that I created. Don't you know I can do all of that? Don't look y'all to give you problems. Don't mean nothing to me.
Amen.
That little aching pain you got in your body don't mean nothing to me. That little bag of cake on your head right now, your bank account, is not enough to stop me. Don't you know I got power in my hands? All power belongs to me.
Yeah.
Whatever I told you to do, if you do it, I'm going to be with you.
Hallelujah.
Whatever I told you to go, if you go, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
Whatever I told you to say, if you say it, I'm going to be with you. Why? Because great is my faithfulness. Great is my faithfulness. If you're in the lion's den, I'm faithful.
Yeah.
You have to face a giant like a lion. I'm faithful. If there's a failure of a whale like Jonah, I'm faithful. If you're surrounded by enemies, I'm faithful. Whatever the problem is, I'm still faithful. If you die and they get placed in a borrowed tomb, I will raise you up on the 3rd day. Why? Because I'm faithful.
Yeah.
If you die from sickness and get placed in a tomb, after 4 days and 4 nights, your body begin to decompose.
Come on.
Your body begin to smell. I'm still faithful Lazarus. I'll still call you back from the grave.
That's right.
Why? Because great is.
Yes.
Lord is saying, don't you know if I can do all of that? I can take care of this. Why? Because I'm faithful to you. I'm persuaded, said Paul, that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Not height, not depth, not angels or principality, not demons, not things present or things to come, not death, nor life, or any such thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Why? Because great is his faithfulness. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
Take confidence and rest assured that the Lord will see you through, because great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
If he did all that, he can surely take care of this. If he can hang stars in the sky, he can give me another job.
Come on.
If he can create planets in orbit,
come on,
he can find another place to live.
Yes.
If he did all that, he can surely take care of this. Why? Because grace is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Lord unto us. Everybody's name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness, God.
Promise just wants to bless you for being so good. We thank you for our family.
We thank you for our help. We thank you, God, for working things out, God. We thank you, Lord, for just keeping your hand upon her life. Oh, God, for her help, for her strength, for her wisdom, for her creativity, God. We thank you. We bless her, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for continued favor to overtake her right now, God. Continue blessing to overtake her right now. Oh, God, we pray for doors to continue to open in our favor right now, God. For our purpose, God, to be manifested, God, to see your walk through, God. Oh, God, give her riches, God, and add no sorrow to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her favor, God, that no man can take from her, God. Open doors, God, that no man can close, in the name of Jesus. God, keep her protected right now by your head of protection. Yes. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, God. Bless everything she put her hand forth to do. She wants to give you glory, God, and praise your holy name. So, God, we stand with her right now.
Yes, God.
In confirmation and affirmation, God, about your goodness, Father. Your blessing on my life. Your glory, Father. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. But it's not for spirit of fear.
Amen. And God, we just release it right now to the operation of gifting. God, that you would, God, give a clarity and assurance that you are right there with her, God. That greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. That no devil in hell can have authority over her or control her or cause her to fear. But we know that her gift is beginning to be made manifest. And it takes a while to really understand the magnitude of what God is doing when you're at this young age. That's why it's up to us to cultivate and nurture her in her gifting. Amen. But we give her the spirit of promise, the spirit of peace, the spirit of boldness, the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against her shall prosper. She's very brilliant. She is very academically brilliant, intelligent, but when you have a prophetic gifting, your mind functions on a different wavelength. You see things other folks can't see. You understand things people can't understand because there's a different concept in her mind. If anybody has a type of anointing, you know what I'm talking about. You understand things differently. You see things differently. You have a different level of reasoning. Because God has put them inside and everybody else will have. And hers just begins to manifest. But God, we know she's supposed to be a great thing. She's going to be a great voice. She just got to go through to get to. Amen. And she's still a baby, but she's going to get there. Amen. God is going to use her mightily. I understand her. My wife got to take her side to her. I understand her. I know what she is. She's just like me. Amen. God, bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Bless her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Because we need to work going forward. Amen. So I stand for our community.
Thank you.
Likewise also, when he had supped, he took the wine, saying, this cup is the testament of my blood. This drink you also in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this wine, you do so the Lord's death until they come again. Amen. We're going to give our baby communion also. So good to see everybody. So good to see Mama.
Away my sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Pastor Kimberly. Oh, I'm sorry. Let us bless God in our giving. Amen. We got to take a couple videos. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's bless God with our tithes and offerings. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for job.
Give, God, so that we would be able to further the kingdom. Father, we ask you. after you bless these gifts that we've been had the privilege to bring before you. God, meet every need, and then, God, take it and turn it around so that we can bless others and bring more into the fold, God, so that they would know you and know your love. And God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Let the church say amen.
Amen.
We'll have Pastor Buford come give us the announcement. Pastor Kimberly Buford.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, come on, wake up, y'all. Come on, give God some praise today. Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah. 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 But you know like I know, it's a blessing just being here. Amen. And don't say amen, because it's usually it's a battle. Amen. Come on, tell the truth. It's usually a battle because the devil don't want you here. So, amen. All right, so our announcement for today, please join us for Bible study on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. and for our Proverbs 31 Ladies Night Women's Bible Study on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And the number is in here to Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, speaking of Blog Talk Radio, let's go and say hello and thank you for those Blog Talk today. Thank you for being with us. We praise God for you. It wouldn't have been the same without you today. And we will see you next week.